we were looking at the same thing.
But from different viewpoints. Witnessing a violent crime can, well, be a disorientating business.
And Mr. Holmes must have witnessed hundreds.
You don't keep a dog, Mr. Cunningham.
A dog? What's that got to do with it?
Well, it simply popped into my mind. The burglar, apparently, had already broken open the door, but no alarm was sounded until Kerman called out.
We do have a dog.
Old Prince, as old and feeble as his master.
But he's chained up at the other side of the house. So it was fortunate Kerman was here.
Not so fortunate for him, of course.
No. He was conscientious, was Kerman. As you know, there had already been one break-in in the district. He'd obviously taken it upon himself to check the house.
That may be so, but it is possible.
This must be a most distressing time for you, Mr. Cunningham. Burglary and murder on top of your other troubles.
Other troubles?
This lawsuit between you and Mr. Acton. I know how much time and energy such contests can take.
Oh, don't get him started on that.
Mr. Holmes, you're right. The interminable coils of the law. I'm weary of it all. If I could, I had let the matter drop.
And what would my mother have said to that? If she were alive, she'd never yield to this Acton's impertinence. I tell you, Mr. Holmes, you may be his guest, but it's my opinion that old fool's addled in the brain.
You may be right, Watson. Well, of course you are. Nervous exhaustion. But one can't help being a bit disappointed. A burglary, and then a murder, and one has Sherlock Holmes as a house guest. One would look for more fireworks.
The last thing I want for Holmes at the moment is fireworks.
You have great affection for Mr. Holmes.
My admiration for him is profound.
And he's your friend. I envy you that. Companionship, adventures. I see no one but business people and servants.
You and I should have kept more in touch. You must come to town more often.
If I do get to London, it's only to see damned lawyers. Writs and counter-writs, statements and denials, bills of sale a century old. A maze of legal niceties.
Is managing your estate so complex?
It's those Cunninghams.
The Cunninghams?
They're the ones who've led me into the maze. When Mrs. Cunningham died, certain matters came to light, the essential matter being half of their estate is mine.
Good Lord.
I didn't mention it before because I'm heartily sick of discussing the business. But I have to go on with it. I'm in the right. And as for that arrogant pup of a son of his... Come in.
Excuse me, Mr. Acton, Dr. Watson. Follister, are you here to tell us all is solved?
I'm afraid not, sir.
I hardly hope so.
Mr. Holmes sent me in.
Where is Mr. Holmes?
Outside. In a field.
A field?
Striding around in a circle, sir. He seems very much excited.
This is just what I didn't want.
I'd best go out, then.
Mr. Holmes prepared this document, sir, which he asks you to sign. It authorizes a reward. There's another for the Cunninghams.
You look even more confused than usual, Inspector.
Mr. Holmes is a very surprising gentleman.
He has rather flummoxed me. One might almost say disillusioned.
I couldn't go as far as that, Mr. Acton.
Is the way he's behaving likely to turn up our local villain? I think even you've got a better chance.
Would you care to sign the document, sir?
Down among the local scum, Forrester. That's where you should be. Ferreting among the drunkards and layabouts. Not pestering me in my study. Certainly not prowling in my field.
Ah, Watson, my dear fellow.
Holmes, what on earth?
Your country trip has done me the world of good. I've had a charming morning. First, we viewed the court.
Charming indeed, and a busy morning, too, I take it.
Ah, busy enough. I've seen some very interesting things. And now here, in this beautiful medicinal field, they've all come together in my refreshed and happy mind.
Holmes, this isn't wise.
Ah, I lay no claims to wisdom, merely high intelligence, keen observation, and a proper method. Now, that fragment of paper in the dead man's hand, that is of extreme importance.
This is not your case, and you're not yet fit for it.
I cannot live without brain work. What else is there to live for? What is the use of having powers, Doctor, when one doesn't exert them?
Yes, but I'm afraid you overexert yours.
Consider the paper in the victim's hand bore the very hour of his death. And whoever wrote it brought Kerwin out of his bed at that hour. Then it was torn from his lifeless hand. Why? Surely because it incriminated the killer.
Holmes, you must.
And what would the killer do with it? Perhaps simply thrust it into his pocket, perhaps not even know. Noticing that a corner of it had been left behind in the grip of a corpse.
I beg you to calm down.
We must get our hands into the criminal's pocket.
Forrester must catch him.
Yes. We will see. Let's join that promising young policeman and cheer along his investigation of this very peculiar crime. Come on, and mind where you tread.